Le nettoyage n'a pas été effectué dans les temps et en l'heure.
Under cloudy gray skies, a dozen French police officers break up a meal for three dozen migrants trying to reach the United Kingdom. Some of the officers escort them out of sight and into the forest.
C'est comme vous voulez. Comme vous voulez, parce que je vois que vous nous prenez en machin, donc si vous voulez un selfie, vous le dites, hein. Non?
Non, c'est bon.
Vous pouvez y aller.
Other officers stay back and survey the aid workers handing out food. They point to all the trash that's been dropped during the surprise raid and threaten to write the volunteers tickets for littering. This is an average day of policing migrants in Calais. Some say this watchful eye by police is too aggressive and regularly translates into abuse.
They see refugees, they go towards them, and the police has two things in their hands.
Maya Conforti works with the aid group L'Auberge des Migrants.
They have a baton on one side, and on the other hand, they have a can of tear gas.
According to Conforti and dozens of other aid workers and migrants, police frequently use pepper spray, batons, and identity checks unnecessarily to make life as difficult as possible for the people here. Many of the migrants also say that their few possessions, sleeping bags, blankets, even food and water, are regularly confiscated and sprayed by police during raids.
It's not okay to put tear gas in a bottle of water and prevent people from drinking water. Take their sleeping bag and they gas their sleeping bags to render them unusable. The whole idea is to try to arrive to this point where it will be so difficult to be in Calais for refugees that they will be discouraged and not come anymore.
The migrant population in Calais was at an all-time low after the city's infamous camp, known as the Jungle, was evacuated last year. But since February, it's risen to an estimated 600, and the local authorities are worried. Since February, some charities have complained that they're being prevented from distributing aid by police. The official argument is that this poses a security threat, given France's ongoing state of emergency. A court ruled against this blocking by police, saying that this amounted to inhuman and degrading treatment. However, it still continues some of the time. Then again, in late June, a Lille court ordered the city to provide basic measures of aid, notably access to water and restrooms. But the city of Calais has yet to act on those orders and has filed an appeal, which is currently pending in French courts. Michael Bochanek has documented the situation in Calais for Human Rights Watch as part of their report.
Under French law, although it is in general a criminal offense to aid a migrant who is in the country without authorization, there's a specific exception for these kinds of humanitarian activities, the delivery of food, the delivery of water, of health services, of legal assistance. These kinds of things are all exceptions to the general law. So there is no legal basis, as far as we can tell, for preventing aid groups from handing out food in the way that they've been doing so.
Besides blocking aid groups, police have also begun to harass them with small fines for petty violations. During a visit to the aid group L'Auberge des Migrants, Maya Conforti showed RFI a pile of 10 fines the charity had recently received. One was a 58-euro ticket for not having enough windshield wiper fluid. Volunteers like Maya Conforti say they are also regularly stopped for identity checks just to slow them down.
Even though the police chief knows us, has already checked our identity, knows who we are, but they like to recheck every day or every other day. And it's clearly to intimidate us, to give us a hard time.
Requests to Calais police for an interview to respond to these allegations were denied. However, a police spokesperson issued a written statement telling RFI that the police act within the law. They say there have been no charges filed nor complaints made about the police violence toward the migrants. Ultimately, they say, the police in Calais are there for everyone's safety, locals and migrants. Before Human Rights Watch released their report, their researcher Michael Bochanek sat down with the police for what he says was a defensive discussion.
At several points, the sous-préfet said that any allegations that police had engaged indiscriminate use of force, including misuse of pepper spray against migrants, was slander, and he said that that would have to be proved in a case-by-case instance before he would order the police to undertake any investigation of broader practices.
The report by Human Rights Watch says the current policing strategy is counterproductive. It says, in fact, that Calais should reestablish welcoming centers for migrants. Ryan Thompson for RFI, Calais.